Well, he's Executive Vice President, Communications and Industry Relations for National Milk Producers Federation. Alan Bierga back with us. And Alan, you've got some good news for us here. Is Congress actually did something? Tell us about this.
Yeah. The whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, which we've been talking about for a very long time, has passed the House of Representatives. And indeed, whole milk will now be returning as an option to school lunch menus. It didn't go to a full vote in either the House or the Senate. The Senate passed it under a procedure called unanimous consent. And then the House did it by a voice vote. So even though there were some folks that still had some, bottom end concerns, nobody really wanted to go on record as opposing this bill. And that's really a testament to its support. A lot of work got put into this for many years, going back to 2012 when whole milk got out of the school lunch program. We've been doing a lot of work on this over the last several years and, persuading folks, also helped by consumers. Whole milk consumption keeps going up. And at a certain point, you can't ignore that. And, of course, the nutrition science, right? With each passing year, the nutrition science was more and more on our side. So all of this came together, and now whole milk is back on menus. The question, of course, now is, okay, great, you have the option to do it. How is it going to actually happen? And now we have to start looking at some of that stuff.
All right. And I would think that not only, this is a big deal, number one. It really is a big deal, right?
Well, it's the next generation of milk drinkers, right? Whole milk and 2% is what the kids have at home. It's a fuller fat, fuller flavored product. There was a lot of food waste going on the last dozen years as kids would have this stuff and they just wouldn't like it because it's more watery. It's not as flavorful. So any industry wants to be able to put its best foot forward when going with school kids, and dairy has had a hand tied behind its back with the next generation for a dozen years. That's now being rectified.
And I think the knock-on effect of it, and just general public opinion as well, is now all of a sudden I think everybody else is going to think a little bit more about whole milk and the benefits for their kids and for the rest of the family.
Well, absolutely, right? And again, to me, the stat that always jumped out was how in 2012, when whole and 2% were left from school menus, whole and 2% was 68% of home purchases. You would think after 12 years of 1% and skim that some people would get used to it and like it. But actually, it's now 81% is whole and 2%. It's actually gone the other way. So that just shows what parents are voting with in terms of their wallets. And with that now having sort of the government seal of approval, maybe some of the skepticism about the value of these products will also melt away. And that will help boost that overall consumption across the entire household.
All right. Now, the next issue here is that you have some good news, bad news here. I guess the bad news is milk prices. The good news, if you can see a light at the end of this tunnel here, is that there may be some margin payments from the government to the producers. Tell us about
this. Yeah, we've been watching this all year because, in the spring, we had some historically high margin levels. And when that happens, the DMC program isn't even a thought. And as the year has gone on, the feed costs have remained relatively stable. I'm not saying that there aren't problems here and there, but you take a look at the overall calculations, that hasn't been changing much. But the price just keeps going down. There's just more milk coming onto the market, and that's been driving down prices. We've got a lot of butterfat sloshing around right now, and with that, you see the margin going smaller and smaller to the point where it looks like there could be a DMC payment for December. Now, that's a little bit of relief, especially for your smaller producers, but what's really going to need to be done is work through the supply situation. Now, interestingly, the whole milk bill will help on that a little bit. School consumption is about 8% of overall consumption. We don't know how fast school districts are going to be able to get whole milk onto the menu. Co-ops, of course, are certainly ready to supply all this stuff. There's certainly plenty of it in plants, but, it's everything from getting the order from a school to the school making room for it in their budget to printing out boxes, printing out the cartons that say 2% or whole. There's a lot of logistics going on here. So you've got an issue with the prices. Actually, the whole milk bill will help a little bit with it, but there's a lot to do with rule writing and point A to point B, and meanwhile, we've got to work through the supply situation.
Nothing's easy, is it? Nothing's easy.
I wish, right? We could just wave a magic wand and honestly, I think that's been part of the disappointment a lot of folks have been seeing in the Trump administration. I think a lot of folks were voting for President Trump, hoping that some magic wands would be waved and the world would come to heel. World doesn't feel that way, you know? Life gets complicated every morning, and so there's always eight more steps than you think there would or should or could be.
Yeah. The only other good news, I guess, here is that we're in the holiday season, and you know, the holiday season is a big dairy season, including butter and all the other products that come along with dairy.
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking to a guy in our office today. He was talking about friends of his that buy 20 gallons of eggnog and then freeze it, and then they use that as their coffee creamer year-round. And I got to tell you, I've been doing that lately. The eggnog covers the cream and the sugar, and I've been a pretty loyal consumer on that the last few weeks.
That's a little helpful hint there, huh?
Love it. Love it. Happy holidays.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing is that butter, cottage cheese, those are big things out there now.
They are, but there's also one other thing that I want to point out is whey and the non-fat dry milk and those products that kind of people they geek out about, but they become parts of trade issues. You know, despite all of the things we've been talking about trade, this year has been running at record levels for U.S. dairy exports. Even as China hasn't been buying, other markets have been rising. And, you know, we've been working hard on that. The U.S. Dairy Export Council has been working hard on that. We just last night, the Senate confirmed the new U.S. chief trade negotiator on agriculture. Her name is Julie Callahan, good friend of our CEO's, Greg Dowd, and he speaks very highly of her. And it's really going to be important to have that point person for agriculture in the negotiations, because inevitably, if you don't have that force behind you, you have a tendency to get put in the back seat. And we feel really good about the Senate confirmation and really look forward to, you know, more good news on trade in 2026. That's going to help us too.
You know, you talk about whey. My dad's a former cheesemaker way back in the 1960s, and he tells a story about back in the day when he was a cheesemaker about giving that whey away to the local hog farmers for free so they could feed their hogs.
Oh, yeah, and you hear about, like, the grains and back when everything was Wonder Bread and how all the whole grains got set away and fed to the horses, like, we had horses that were fed better than people for decades and didn't even realize it, you know. Now that we've figured out how to get more value out of the product, that has been an excellent valve for dairy producers, and even if maybe the hogs don't have the same benefit.
I hear you. All right. Well, very good. Great to talk to you. Great information today. Really appreciate it. And Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy holidays to you and your own.
There we go. That's Alan Birga. He's Executive Vice President of Communications and Industry Relations for the National Milk Producers Federation. That is Farm Talk.